Homeschool students would have guaranteed access to college admission testing at their local public school under legislation backed by prominent Republican state senators. School districts that offer the SAT, ACT, PSAT, NMSQT, pre-ACT, or an AP exam would have to post testing dates on their websites and allow students zoned for the school to participate like enrolled students. Senate Bill 63 says homeschool students starting in middle school would not have to pay any testing fee or meet any qualifications that aren't required of enrolled students. "They're not allowing these students into the schools," said Senator Clint Dixon, R. Buford, the bill's author. "They're saying it's a security issue, saying they don't have room. So then, they'll set up a testing site that they have to pay for. It could be an hour away." Dixon said he wrote the bill because homeschool parents are paying taxes, and he thinks their neighborhood schools should serve them even if their children aren't enrolled. The state is expecting to see more students in this situation after the establishment of a new private education voucher program during last year's legislative session. Starting next fall, any student who lives in a lower-performing school attendance zone will be eligible for $6,500 toward a private education, which can include costs for homeschooling. Officials estimated the vouchers would cost the state about $140 million the first school year, enough for about 21,000 students. SB 63, which was introduced this week, is backed by several leading Republicans, including Senator Steve Gooch, R. Dahlonega, the majority leader, and Sen. Randy Robertson, R. Katala, the majority whip. It will likely be assigned to the Senate Education and Youth Committee led by Senator Billy Hickman, R. Statesboro, who is also backing the bill.